life is an academic, what's academic scheme? And similarly, there are questions and assumptions about the community, who's the community, who belongs, who doesn't. And what we're trying to do here is really fill that gap so that we stop making those assumptions. Oftentimes in academic spaces, the community members who attend have to, when they speak, feel silenced, or they have to justify themselves, or feel like they have to, or feel like they weren't heard really. And similarly, community spaces, academics feel they walk in and they're already being asked to justify themselves because they're so inaccessible, they're so in their ivory towers, they're so hard to talk to. As you've seen today, that's not the case for both sets of people. We can talk to each other. And we want to become comfortable with actually being a little uncomfortable in talking to each other. So I think today in the morning, Dr. Indrapal Garibal talked about policing and how important it is not to police each other. And we tried that today. We tried that on today. We didn't do an exceptional job. We aren't at, 100%, but we got far. So hopefully this supper is going to be a long one, and slowly we'll get to a point where we're comfortable with the discomforts. And we're also comfortable calling people who, to an academic conference that does go through double-blind peer reviews and goes through the whole academic format of selecting our presenters, but also is very community-based, depends on the community, and knows that this work can only go forward if we don't think of the academy and the community, but think of all of us together on this supper. So with that, we're going to do this last segment. We were fortunate also, we have had a number of community organizations, partners, who have contributed to supper, many themselves in shoestring budgets. It's not all been financial contributions, but I do want to mark that this one network you've heard of today, Michigan Six Student Association, that's done all the heavy lifting outside logistically today and before today, the Toronto Sikh Retreat, the Women's Studies Department at the University here, the Sikh Coalition, Core Life, Jakarta, as well as the Rackham Graduate School where we're housed right now, the SURF Initiative, and the Sikh Research Institute are all partners of SUFFER. And specifically on 84, and the presenters that came on 84 in this last segment, we did get a grant from the Sikh Coalition as well, so we want to recognize that. And with that, I'm going to play some disjointed clips. They may not make all sense immediately, but we're going to talk about them just a little bit in